David Griffiths is Leah's dad, who was here last week. That's your claim to fame now. And but he's been in ministry for years. And David is one of the most passionate guys for evangelism that I've personally known. I've been out to eat with him a couple times. And every time the waitress or whatever waiter is going to take our order, it's, hey, we're about to pray for our meal. David will say to them, is there anything we can pray for you? And he will use that as an open door and a pastor just engaging the kingdom. He has a whole bunch of ways he does that. He might share those sometimes, but he has a story about evangelism that's a blessing.
Hopefully this is a word of encouragement for everybody this morning, because you have friends and family who are very, 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 very lost. And maybe they're aged. All right. And in this particular case, I'm a hospice chaplain right now, and so I deal with the aged and their families. And there's a passage that says, you know, that God wants zero to perish. Okay. You got to embed that one in your heart. He wants zero to perish, and he gets no glory in the death of the wicked. Now, I do. You know, anybody else, you know, I mean, somebody does something bad to us, we want something bad to happen to them. But that's not our God. He gets no glory in the death of the wicked. And so even when you've got wicked people, so I have an atheist, all right? Most of the people that I deal with are not atheists. They're people who are at least reverent to the Lord. I get an opportunity to share and talk with them. But I had this one patient who is an atheist. And finally, he was literally passing away last Tuesday. And we do what we call continuous care. We stay with them in the last 2, 3, 4 days, whatever it is, all day, all night. So we're working these light ones. Well, he was kind of in and out of consciousness, and I thought, I've got to say something. We'd had little discussions, but he didn't really want to engage because he's a hardcore atheist, written papers, all that kind of stuff. And I'm going to be polite to him. But I said, look, you know, I'm the chaplain, and so I get to talk about spiritual matters. Can we talk about that for a minute? You're dying, all right? And we did. We engaged for just a minute, and he said, well, I respect you for what you believe, and you need to respect me for what I believe. And so it just stopped. And I hear this guy's on his deathbed, and I thought, this is going to be, I mean, for the next 24 hours, I'm thinking, this is the sermon about the thief on the cross who did not accept the Lord. I mean, that's what I thought. How can you be right there on death's doorstep and spit in his face, which is what one of the thieves did, basically. All right, so that's what I thought my sermon was going to be. But I've learned enough, even though this guy went comatose, I'm telling God, okay, God, I got no more chances with him. You reveal yourself. Give him another chance. He's still alive. He's in there. You can talk to him. I can't talk to him. You can reveal yourself in some way. And that's my prayer into people who are comatose that don't know the Lord. Get in there and do something. Well, he was comatose for about 24 hours. I was at a luncheon, and I got this phone call from the gal who was watching him. And she said, you got to come now. You got to come now. He woke up. He woke up, and here's what he was saying. She thought he was having a seizure. He's been laying absolutely still for 24 hours. We just been waiting on him to pass. He wakes up, is like he's having a seizure, and he's saying, Lord, 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 Lord. And she calls me and she says, what do I do? I said, you pray he doesn't die before I get there. Okay? Because she obviously didn't know how to talk to somebody. All right? And so that's my prayer all the way, man. I just left the meeting, went to his house. And he's alert, but still, you can hardly talk when they're comatose. Like the words don't hardly come out of their mouth. And his eyes are about that big around. And he's going, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And I guess because he's an atheist, when I'm leading him to the Lord, it wasn't the normal sinner's prayer. It was, you tell God, you apologize that you did not believe he existed, that he did not create the world. You tell him you're sorry for that. Okay. And he did. Now it's hard to communicate because he was having trouble verbalizing just because they can't at that late point in life. And I'm telling him, if you got this, if this is real, squeeze my hand. And he squeezed my hand and tears came to his eyes, and you saw a peace in his face. And I thought, even at the last hour, okay, God wants none to perish. Now, I don't know what he saw. I don't know if he saw hell. I don't know if he saw the Lord. I don't know what he saw, but he saw something. And that was, I think, partly a result of us praying Don't let him down. Reveal yourself. And so that's an encouragement to you for your friends and family, and, you know, maybe it's grandpa or your aged dad or who knows. But don't give up till they breathe their last. Don't give up. Just keep praying and ask God to reveal himself, which is what happened in that case. Can I pray that over us? Just a spirit of evangelism, a spirit of finding some way to make connection. Lord, I thank you for this body. It's been an incredible body to my family already. And I just want to ask that you put upon each person's heart here the name of somebody that they know that if nothing changes, they're headed to hell. If nothing changes, they're headed to hell. And so you put them so that they're doing a lot of prayer for that person. It might be their dad or their grandpa or somebody that's aged that really needs you, and to recognize it's never too late till they breathe their last. Amen.